Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terror Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
Yes. Because it's about to be embarrassed. Yes, it's about to be embarrassed. Yes. I said the devil is about being what? Embarrassed. Yeah. So don't entertain any fear. Yeah. Last week, I started showing you how you can manifest or do signs and wonders. Or receive signs and wonders. And I mentioned three things. The first one is to do what? To believe. And the second one is what? You must pray. Prayer. And then the third one is what? You must be bold. Say bold. You must be what? Bold. I said, but when I was meditating and praying into it, the Spirit of God told me that. He said, don't rush this series. Don't rush it. And he said, go back to the first point and teach it again and go deeper. Amen. Yeah. Because the Spirit of God told me that the people has not really understood. What you taught them, you say, belief, prayer, it's loaded. Are you here?
Yes.
Yeah. So the prophetic word have said that, oh, as for me, Isaiah chapter 8 and 18, it said, as for me and my children, we are for what? Signs and wonders. You see, we can be reading this scripture. Look at it. Here am I, and the children whom the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. What a blessing. As for me and my children, we are for what? Signs and wonders. You see, you have to believe this. That after you and your household, you are for signs and wonders. You see, when you declare yourself in this manner, the devil is afraid of you. You see, the devil, you see, when you are boko-boko, you understand boko-boko? Gentility, being gentle with him. You see, by the time you realize he has removed all your teeth. You see, but you have to behave like a certain tribe, a certain tribe. When they are even on the floor and you are beating them, they will say that, Kentishona. You understand Kentishona? If I get up, I'll remove all your teeth. I am just allowing you to just beat me small. But when I get up, I'll finish you. If somebody is saying this, you are beating the person, oh, you beat. I will get up, I will finish you. Charlie, you should be running away, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's trying to tell you that he has allowed you to beat him small. But he's going to get up, and then he will finish you. Yes. And sometimes you have to behave in this manner. You don't have to allow the devil to override you. Yes. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
If I tell you this few weeks, what has happened to me personally, I'm standing here and my posture is like this. You will see that, Charlie, this man is poised for signs and wonders. Are you listening to me? Because I know that the devil is afraid of me. So he would try to do certain schemes so that whether fear grips me or I become slow and then I cannot do the works of God. But you know, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Listen, it's a certain realm that you have to strive to get to. Yeah. Some of you, you easily break down. Your strength is small. Your strength is small. Yes. The devil can finish you quick. Yeah. I said, be like a gun man. You are on the floor. And then say, if I get up. They are beating you. They are throwing blows at you. And then say, hey. Ole, hola. Bekele, lady, hola. Kentishi. Obana. If I get up, you will see. You see, the person who start running away. Yeah. Rejoice not over me, O my enemies. For if I fall 7 times, I will rise again. I will rise again. I will rise again. I see your rising again in the name of Jesus. Receive a rising in the name of Jesus. Yes. Receive a rising. I'm preaching. Yes. Are you listening to me? Are we together? Yes. Things will change in your life when you believe that God that works signs and wonders. You will begin to experience this. Signs and wonders together with your household. You see, when we are talking about the household, you see, include your children, include your foster children, include everybody that is connected, you know, to you. Oh, yes. It's like goodness is happening to everybody. Goodness is happening to everybody. Yes. Yeah. So in my household, I've declared that, look, every signs and wonders. Yes. So I have instructed that everybody remove the old stickers. The old stickers. Eh? In our year of this, it has trim. You understand? There's no power in it anymore. Now God is doing a new thing. And it says that it's signs and wonders. Are you listening to me? Go and remove those stickers from your whatever. And paste the new one. Let's see the new one. Let's see the new prophetic word. That is where the power is. That is where the power is. Yes. 5 years ago, it has expired. Last year's own it as a spy. Because God chose to do something just around that time. And you are still pasting that thing somewhere. Go and take it and then paste a new one. Signs and wonders. Yeah. You see, other than that, you will get confused. When you get to your fridge, our year of amazing testimonies. Our year of taking territory. Our year of purpose. Recovering all. Then you get confused. So which one am I running with? Which one am I running with? Listen, I don't want you to get confused. We are in a year of signs and wonders. Are you listening to me? Yes. Yes. I'm speaking to you as a prophet of God. I say, go and take them. Yes. Yeah. So when you go to your toilet, you see signs and wonders. My year of signs and wonders. When you go to your kitchen, you see my year of signs and wonders. When you are going to sleep, you see my year of signs and wonders. On your laptop, my year of signs and wonders. On your dashboard, my year of signs and wonders. On your car, my year of signs and wonders. Everywhere. 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 When you are preoccupied with something, you will give birth with it. You will give birth to it. Yes. You will give birth to it. Yes. But 7 things are in your head. 7 things. And that one cry, you cannot even meditate about it well. Am I blessing somebody here? I say, I'm telling somebody here, this year, if signs and wonders doesn't happen to you, then I don't know. Then I don't know. Because I am convinced within my spirit that God is going to perform signs and wonders in the life of somebody. And you are the one I'm talking to. I say, you are the one I'm talking to. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You will get up one day and there's some sickness that has been there all these years. You will get up and then there's no more. There's no more. You try looking for it. And you'll find it no more. I know what I'm talking about. Yes. I said, I've realized that 6 months now, this is my sickness. I can't find it. And you are looking for it. Where have you gone? Where? Then he said, I've gone, cry. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Listen to me. Somebody is here. Within the space of 9 days, you will look for poverty and you will not find poverty again. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It's disappearing. Something new is happening. Something new is going to happen.
Something new. This is so we are together again. Just praising the Lord. Something wonderful. Something new is going to happen. Something new. This is the we are together again.
We are together again.
Just praising the Lord.
Something marvelous.
Something good is going to happen.
Something good.
This is the we are together again.
We are together again.
Just praising the Lord.
We are
together.
Come on.
Just praising the Lord.
Come on, come on, come on.
We are together again.
Kalabalabos,
when one accord.
can feel it.
We are together again.
We are together again.
It is happening to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I feel
Amen.
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 It is happening to you.
Amen.
I say it is happening to you.
Amen.
Oh yes.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you. Sit down for a moment.
Thank you, Jesus.
So to perform signs and wonders and to experience signs and wonders, you must believe in the God that performs signs and wonders. John chapter 14, verse 12. Say, I'm going to believe. Give me King James. Let's read the one, verily, verily. I like the verily, verily. Are you here? Don't you like the verily, verily? Ready? Go. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. This is loaded. This is loaded. Oh. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the Lord says that he that believes in him, listen, if you want to work signs and wonders and experience signs and wonders, you have to believe in God. I say you have to believe what? In God. You see, the God that, you see, I'm not talking about any other God. I'm talking about the kind of God that works signs and wonders. Because there are other gods and leaders, they don't work signs and wonders. Yes. You can be in a certain society or a certain kind of church, and you will not experience any miracle. Because they don't believe in miracles. But miracles exist. I was just telling you something. Yeah. Practically. Practically. That's what me, I'm not afraid of. You see, there's only person that you take from me. I would do everything to get him back is God. Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's why me, when I was growing up, if you're a girlfriend and then we are dating and then you say you are going, you can go. But me, no girlfriend more has really said he's going. Yeah. They show me, no. Are you here? You've got home. Yeah. But the truth is that when you want to go, you can go. Because you can be replaced at any time. Your type of woman, there are about 20 of them out there. Are you here? Or are you here? Go home. So tell the person sitting next to you, if it's a lady, tell the person that be careful about what the prophet is saying. Be careful. Amen. And the men too, it applies to you. Amen. Yeah. But more especially the women. Because they sometimes think that, Charlie, they are, yeah, they deep. Lama akatuze hantaya. I'm teaching. Receive miracles in the name of Jesus. But you see, the only person that when is leaving me, I will do everything to retain him is God. That is why David in Psalm 51, verse 10 to 11. Look at David. At that time, David has killed somebody's husband and he has taken custody of the wife. Hey! Telling you, you are enjoying the thing small. Now you have killed the man. You have killed the man. And you have taken charge fully. And then look at the prayer that he prayed. He realized that, Charlie, something is about taking, you know, the Lord is about taking something away from him. And then he says, do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Wow. Make sure that you don't lose God in your life. Make sure. Amen. Yeah. Listen, God can supply you money, silver, and gold. Belongs to God. Yeah. It belongs to God. I'm telling you, silver and gold, it belongs to God. God can decide that all those bad politicians that have stolen money. You know, there are bad politicians who have stolen money. God can decide one day they will look at their account and there's no money. It has been lifted. It has been lifted. I wish something of that sort will be happening. Yes. I think that some people, they should stop taking this mobile phone, small mobile phone, snatching mobile phone, and be lifting money that has been stolen. Kato Sata Pataya. Thief man. Where are you going to report it? You don't understand what I'm talking about. Yes. The God that works signs and wonders, you must believe in him. Go back to my scripture. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, he that believeth in me. John chapter 14, verse 12.
Are we together? Are we together? You see, you can be in a church and then something good will be happening to somebody and it will not be happening to you. What is it? It's their belief. It's their belief. Yes. It's their belief. It's their belief. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works. You see, signs and wonders are works. I say they are what? They are works. It said, the works that I do. Do you want to do the works of Jesus? The works that I do. Hey, shall ye do also? And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He said, the Lord says, you see, the works that I have done, you will do. Eh? And even do greater. Do you want to do greater works? Receive greater works this year. I say, receive greater works in the name of Jesus. Listen, you should be desiring to do greater works this year. Don't settle down and your dream is to build 1.5 self-contained. 1.5. Say 1.5. That's your vision. Oh, when I get 100-seater auditorium, 100-seater. Hey! No. Hello? Whilst people are building cities. You want 100-seater auditorium. Listen, you have limited God. Believe in God that works miracles. I'm telling you, the Lord can use you to do greater works. Greater works. Some of you, when you see greater works, you say, it's juju. You, everything is juju. That is why you are not seeing greater works. When somebody has bought a new car, it's juju. When somebody has built a new house, it's juju. That is some of you, your mind. That is why you are not experiencing greater works. Because you think that God cannot work those works. Yeah. I visited Adeboye's church. Hey. Papa Adeboye. Charlie, I woke up and then I was tired. So I said, we'll continue. To be continued. I tried to go to the end. And I said, to be continued. And the platform alone, the stage, is somebody's church. Yes. It's what I see God using us to do in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Look at the building that, I mean, Bishop Oyedepo is building.
Hey. Greater works.
Greater works. Listen, I said God is able to do this. You have to believe it. God can use some of you here single-handedly to build 40-seater auditorium for God's haven. Yes. Oh, yes. 40,000. 40,000. Single-handedly. I see you entering into that works in the name of Jesus. Single-handedly, I know a certain man single-handedly has built a church, about 7 churches. It's not a pastor. He builds it and gives it to the church. He builds it and gives it to the church. He will pay the laborers, everything, kinkering to kinkering. Then he'll say, he hand over there. He said, no, I don't want to control anything. It's you. It's for you. It's for you. That is all. These are greater works. And he says, when you believe in God, that works signs and wonders. You enter into this greater works. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Yes. So the first belief must be to who? God. Must be to who? God. Must be to who? God. The Lord told me when I was praying, he said, a lot of my people who comes to church, they don't believe in me. And I said, but the Lord, they come to church. He said, no, it has become a ritual. It's a ritual. So they come to church, you know, because they have to come, you know. But they don't really believe in me. So he said, go back and teach and let them know that I am the miracle and signs and wonders God. They should believe in me and they will see the flow. Yes. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there are some people, they come to church for business. Yes. Some people also come for girls or boys. Some people also come to display their clothes. Because they don't have anywhere that they will meet people like that. You know, so the best place is the church. People come to church for various reasons, but not because of God. Not because of God. Not because of God. Yeah. People come to church, instrumentalists, they come to church because they will play. When they finish, they give them 30 Ghana cedis, they give them 50 Ghana cedis, they give them 100 Ghana cedis. If they didn't come to church because of God, they came to church because of no confusion. That is why you are not getting anywhere. Because the God that works signs and wonders, as you are playing and serving Him, can do something miraculous in your life. Yes. Yeah. I'm telling you. Why are you here? Listen. Me, I don't have anything that I can give it to you. You see, like, you know, some pots, Sebe or something. You understand Sebe? You see, I don't have those things.
Hello?
Yes.
Adanada. Hey! I don't have it. I call upon the God of signs and wonders. The God of signs and wonders. In Him we live and move and have our being. That's the God. Yes. Somebody came here, a church member, and then like came here, some few. Then he consulted another church member, an old church member. I said, the way this man, he performed miracles and things and all that, and say some of that. Like, you have been with the person. Is he having something? Is he having something? And then he said, the only thing that I know that he has is God. Yes. Because I believe in God, that God can work signs and wonders. Yes. Lazy people will go somewhere, but me as a prophet, I believe that when I stay in the presence of God, the power of God will flow. The power of God will flow. The power of God will flow. Oh, yes. Am I speaking to somebody here?
You are already going through something already. For me to go and initiate you into something else.
Tell it a mumble. Because he says, when he said it, it has happened. When he says it, it happens. So it's
and me, my room, my house, there's no secret room. There's no secret place. There's no secret place. And I don't even lock my doors. You know, so you can enter everywhere. Hello? My secret place is coming to Him. The author and the finisher of my faith. The author and the finisher of my faith. Call upon me and I will answer. And I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know.
Children these days don't believe in God. They come to church, they don't believe in God. But when we're growing up, our parents helped us to believe and trust God. That's why we pray the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. It's like they will let us pray that prayer to know that, look, the supply is coming from God. These days, our children, the youth, most of the youth, they don't believe in God. That is why they made us, you remember, they made us to pray for, our parents, that the Lord will supply them so that they will be a blessing unto us. Who remember that? By the arm of the flesh will no man prevail. Listen, believe in God, though. Believe in God. God can change situations. My brother, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Can change situations. Within some few minutes, even whilst you are even sitting here, he can be working things for you. That's why I tell people that don't be agitated. You see, when you come to church, it's for church. Don't be agitated. Hey, who's going to call me? Is somebody calling me? Is it you are so agitated. Just relax. By the time you finish, the miracle will hit your account.
Yes. You know?
Let the person know that, look,
I am in my secret place. That is why the calls are not coming. Don't be worried when you are accused that because you didn't pick the call, you are somewhere. You are chopping love. Or they say, why is your mind corrupt like that? Anytime, you call somebody and then the person didn't call, pick, no, the person is somewhere. Chopping love. Why can't you think that the person is praying? Or eating? Oh, this generation. Am I preaching to somebody here? Some of you should have brought your wives so that I'll talk to them. Hello? A pastor can't tarry. A Christian cannot go on waiting. No. That is why we are weak always. It's like we are weak. There are times that you deliberately, you don't have to pick any call. Anybody can wait. Anybody at all can wait. Yeah. Pastors, are you here? You see, that is why a lot of pastors are not powerful. You are always seen everywhere. They are seeing you everywhere. You are all over the place. All over the place. You are in the gutter. You are everywhere. You are this in the. Who told you that? Is it when you are in the gutter with the members, that is when they will follow you? No, the members will not follow you when you are in a gutter, cleaning gutters with them. Is it they will follow you when they see power? Power. True or not true? True. Oh, yes. You are in their kitchen. And then you are helping them. You are slashing tomatoes and sabola and things like this. They will leave you. You see, that is not what they want. Is that what you want? Sabola, you want that to slash sabola for you? A pastor is coming to slash sabola. Do you know sabola? No, but you see, they want solution. You see, there was a time a member's car was stolen. And then the member came here. Who remember this thing that I'm coming to say? And the member came here and then I said, I see the car in somewhere. And I described the place. And they traced it and they found the car over there. Are you here? You remember? Yes. Yeah. Somebody stole somebody's thing. And then they came to me. They said, like somebody have stolen it, like they said. And then I said, wait. I said, Bessie took it. I said, this person took it. Yes. And I said, wait, me myself, I'm coming there. I'm coming to confront him. You don't have power. So when you will lie to you. So when I got there, I said, you took the thing, bring it. And he was shaking. And then he went. And then oh, if you are clapping, clap well. Are you listening to me? Yes. Two members of mine, they fornicated. Two members, which I pastored some years back. Two. They fornicated. Hello? And then he got the lady impregnated. Impregnated anyway. One, like the short tally brought about pregnancy. So And when they find out, and then it's all, who did it? And then he says, this person. And the person, me, where, when, how, who, me. Tell it, men too can lie, pow. Who knows that men can lie, pow? Yeah, tell it, my brother knows. Tell it, men can lie, pow. So, tell it, everybody in the house was confused. Somewhere in Osu, somewhere. Everywhere, everybody was confused. So they called me. They said, Prophet, something is happening in my house. I don't know. I said, I'm coming there right now. So I went. You see, I'm showing you, you see, power. How people will follow you. And how, you see, if people are following, it's not because, you see, oh philosophy. It will not let them follow you. Are you here? So when I got there, I went with you, right? I went with you. Yes. At Osu. So we landed. Then I said, what's the matter? Then they told me the matter. Then I said, let's worship the Lord. And we started worshiping. And the Lord told me how many times it happened, where it happened. And I explained everything. The first day, what she was wearing, what he was wearing, and I described everything. Then the guy, the legs started wobbling. And you could see it. But this is somebody, when we even came, it was so denying. You know, it sent me. You remember he did like this? Yes. So me, when people do this, it doesn't move me. Yes. The spirit of Kokosa still have to operate. Are you listening to me? Yes. So I have to know, because I was here when one church member, one key leader came to here, and all pastors, some of my pastors were there. And then we sat, you know, even the person crying was even a pastor. You see? And he sat in front of us when we're asking the question, then he was crying and lying. So everybody there was confused and believed in her. But later on, we found out that this was a lie. So she really dribbled everyone. Then I said, no. This man is lying. You see, that is the spirit of discernment. Receive power to work signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. The guy was surprised and was thinking that the lady told me or something. But this is something that the two of them, they did. And then nobody knows about it. Are you here? You've gone home. You see, I'm showing you, you see, When you believe in God, God can work signs and wonders through you. Yes. We were, some time ago, we were at Hacho. We were staying at Hacho. They have prepared banku and abenkwan soup. You know abenkwan soup? Palm nut soup. You see, they have prepared, you know, and I was eating at the dining table. Then all of a sudden, I got up. I said, I'm coming. Then the Lord says, go to this street. So I go to the street and he said, turn the second turn. And then I turn. I said, Lord, what is this? Then he said, go straight. So I drove straight. Then he said, Yes, be here. And then he said, park somewhere and enter into this house. I said, oh, Lord. What is this? So I entered. He said, don't greet anybody. And I said, so I entered. Then he said, go to that room. Go to that room. Apartment was a compound house. So he showed me the place. He said, go there. So I went and he said, enter. And the room is said that you have to open 3 doors to enter into the main holies of holies. That's the bedroom. So I open the first door. Then I said, why? When somebody comes and then he will say that maybe I'm coming to say, he said, shh, I want to show you something. Then he said, open the second one. I said, shh. Then I opened. Then I started hearing noise. And that noise is some supernatural noise. Yes. When you hear those noise, then you know that something is really happening. Yes. Apparently, there was this guy who had taken one of my mentees, girl, and is chopping the girl hot after me. Is it? And then I said, so when I go there, so now, is it when I got there, I've hearing noise. This noise is familiar, so I know what I'm hearing. And then he said, don't, you know, enter into the tent. He said, oh, no, Lord, this one, I will enter. And he said, I said, you should enter. So I opened and then I entered. Then I said, then I mentioned the person's name. I said, hey! Are you here? Then I turned. Then the person got up. Oh, is it? You know. And the man, so I said, now leave. So now he said, I can leave. So I ran. I was running. Because me, I was already sweating. And the man, you see, that was the man doesn't believe in God. So God was using that to be able to show the man that I am God. I am God. I am God. So this man, I mean, and he said, I locked the door. I locked every door. I locked it. The first one, the second one, the third, you know, because even according to the lady, he said, he even asked him again whether he has locked the door. And then he said, yes. And he said, no, go and check. So, because ladies are very, who knows that ladies are very particular about that. But you see, God who works miracles. I said, God who works miracles. You see, don't joke with God. Am I speaking to somebody here? And then that happening changed the mind, the mindset of that man. And the man started believing God and started going to Presby Church. Yes. Yeah. And that was the first day it was happening. Yes. So when I'm telling you that you should believe in the God that works signs and wonders, you should believe in him. Are you with me? Believe in God. Believe in God. And also believe in his prophets. That is the second level of the belief. You see, when you believe in God alone, you see, you will not do much. Somebody will say, is it blasphemy? No, I'm not blaspheming. I'm telling you what the Bible says. 1 Chronicles chapter 20, 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 20. Amen.
There are some people, they think that, you see, everyone is saying that, and this prophet, you believe in it, you believe in it, why don't we believe in it? You know, why don't we believe in it? Me, I believe in God. I believe in God. What do you try? You see, there are certain works you can do.
Look at this. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." The key is in the hands of his prophets.
You see, there are some things. Have you seen God before?
Have you seen God before? Some of you, when God is even speaking, you can't even hear. True or not true?
Yes.
You see, when I'm talking about believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. Come, Pastor Enoch, come. Pastor Enoch works, I don't want to mention the name for security purposes. You know, he works in one of the security, company. You see? And he has made several attempts to be able to leave that company. Then when he comes to tell me, then I said, no, stay there. The Lord is telling me that you should stay there because he has prepared something huge for you. So don't go anywhere. And then people will come and entice him with some juicy, office. Then he will come and tell me. Then I said, no, don't leave. Stay there. Then said, daddy,
the place is there, it's noisy. Daddy,
I said, stay there. Stay there. Then that is how come the Lord has lifted him to a point. And the good news is that there is, you see, the ultimate is about taking place now. It's about taking place. Yeah. He came to my house last week and he was sharing with me. Because that was where I was targeting. That was where I said, don't go anywhere. Because that is why I said, you should go to school. I was the one who said, you should go back to school. I said, go back to school. Because the Lord is preparing you for a gargantuan seat. Yes. Yeah. And just about him finishing school, you see, then the one there has vacated the post. And he's the only one who fits for that position. Are you listening to me? When God is telling you all this, you can't hear. You can't hear. Because the voice of God is like Bruni Kasa. You can't hear. You understand the Bruni Kasa? You see, the voice of God is like a white man speaking to you. It's like you cannot hear it well. You see, you need a trained person, somebody who can hear well and communicate to you. So So I said, look, son, don't go. Stay there. You know? Then the wife would say, you know, Papa Akasa, eh? Or say, tell how they travel. What they be a bear fan. What they're any actually why? Any actually why? Any actually why? Any actually. Now, what crock on, sir? Nothing. Is it? Is it? Now, by believing in the words of the prophet, it has brought prosperity to him. It has brought prosperity to him. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't look in. He doesn't look it, but he has built his house. Very nice big house with a big compound. Yes. You understand? Yeah. Believe in the prophet. But I have seen him. Is he coming to me at Dansuman? I mean, sometimes he have to trek a bit. You know, because Okaso Faka, if he says he's picking Nisika Besa Okwaibu, he have to trek a bit and come. Sometimes when we close like this, you and the wife, then they will walk out to a point before taking a car. But you see, when you believe in the prophets, you see, don't be religious and thinking that, you see, that thing doesn't work. It works. It works. And today, Is it working?
It's working. It's actually working.
It's really working.
Yes, please. It's really working.
Wow. Yeah. Amen. It's working. Yeah. It is by believing. Don't be in the church that you don't believe in your pastor. It's a waste of time. God bless you. Because, listen, it's not like when you believe in me or any other pastor, it's like we take solace and this. No. It doesn't do anything to me in particular. It doesn't do anything to me. It's for your own good. Because that is the only time I can release the counsel of God unto you for it to work for you. Amen. So if we want you to believe in, it's not like, do I say you should come and clean my house? No, it's like for your own good, because the works of God, you have to be able to believe in somebody so that the person will release the miracle power into your life. God has put his anointing on people. Whatever that you are looking for, it's in somebody. It's in somebody. Don't go and be looking and say, I'm going to search upon the Lord. I'm going to mountain Afajato, and then I'm going to climb the mountain so that I can reach on top of heaven so that heaven can reach me. No, it's in somebody. What you are looking for is in somebody. It's in somebody. Yes. Yes. Am I speaking to somebody here? Yeah. I'm very conscious of what the graces that God has graced me with. I'm very conscious. Yeah. No. Don't be there, the kind of pastor that you don't know the grace that is upon your life. No. Yes. I have grace that is able to bring people from low states to a higher state. I know that. Yeah, I know that. The whole of the week, I was here and I was meeting nobody people. Nobody, when I'm talking about nobody, I'm talking about the youth. I'm meeting youth and showing them what is in them and what they have to be able to, educate. Or develop, or school, And I was here. No. If it is money I want, I would just be focusing on rich people. But it's not about money. It's not about money. My passion is to see people doing well. Young people doing well. Yeah. Directing them, to make good investments, good decisions, getting good spouses. Yes. So somebody will say that, why do you connect? I connect because I have eyes to see. My children, some of them, they don't have eyes. I have to be able to help them to have eyes. So I said that, Charlie, you and this one, you match. Start talking. Believe in the prophets. Don't be in this church whilst you don't believe in me. Don't be in any church online. I'm speaking to you. Don't be in any church whilst you don't believe in the pastor. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
You see, now these pastors, you can't see them well. You can't see. You'll be there.
Turn to somebody and tell them, be there. Who told you that? Is it God is always looking at you? Can't see them well. You can't see them well. You'll be there. Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yeah.
Believe. You see, believing in God and believing in his prophet, you see, it catapults you into signs and wonders. Yes. I'm not the one who is saying, is it by the hand of the prophet, is it the God deliver the Israelites, from captivity? By the hand of the prophet. I think, is it Isaiah something 6 or 4 or something? Or it is, by the hand of the prophet. It didn't say by the hand of God, it said by the hand of the prophet. Look for it. Jibreel, look for it fast and throw it on the place. Listen, when I'm talking about believing, if you believe in God, signs and wonders will be. Come, Ella, come. Ella can be saying that he's believing and believing God for God. And Ella will be there and be there forever. But you see, I prophesied on her. And I said, I see you schooling outside. And I see you doing this so and so course. And then I see you having a scholarship to go and study abroad. Ella, has it happened or it has not happened?
It has happened.
Wow.
I'm leaving this week.
You are leaving this?
Yes.
Oh, clap for Jesus. When I spoke the word, you believed?
I believed.
You believed.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. And it's happening practically. Sometimes when God speaks, it's like an American man, speaking. You can't hear properly. It's good, man. You can't hear. You say, pardon. By the time you say pardon, the man is gone. You need somebody who understands. Wow. Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Very happy.
Yes.
Wow. What a blessing.
It's a blessing. It's working. You see, we are not talking about something that, you see, we don't have evidence to prove or things. These are what we are talking about here. Yes. This is what we are talking about. It is about believing. You can imagine, like you would have been a local champion forever. You would have been a local champion. Yes.
But now he has moved from local champion to international champion.
Hey!
Wow. I'll pray for you before you go. Amen. But make sure you remember God. Pay your tithe in God's heaven. Don't go and pay your tithe in anywhere. Are you here? And be sending prophetic offerings. What yana? Akomu. Akomanimu.
Akom.
Amen. The Lord will be with you. The Lord will continue to lift you. And there are certain things that, because of this breakthrough, you will not struggle to have them in your life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll be together in every stage. And the Lord will be directing you from time to time. From time to time. From time to time. Clap your hands and give God praise.
Do you believe in signs and wonders?
Yeah.
It will happen. You see, so you don't understand why people come from afar. They drive from a far place to this place. It's what they have seen. It's about what they have experienced. Yes. Are you here? Yeah. You don't understand. Yeah. Yeah. Most of our members come from afar. Yes. Yes. Ayikuma. Ayikuma. This one is coming from Ayikuma. You know Ayikuma. It's a travel. Travel. You see, yeah. This one is coming from Abosokai. Abosokai, right? Yeah. But it was then living in where? Teshi. Is it Beishi or Teshi? Teshi. Yeah. Was living in Teshi and still come here. And then the house was like, why? What do you look for a church there? And he said, no, I like this church. I like my church. Yes. I like my church. Yes, I like my church. Are you listening to me? Yes, I like my church. Yeah. It's broadcast to where, somewhere. Dansuman people are here. Sprinters. Lasibi people are here. Where's Pastor Enoch? Where?
Pokwasimaira.
Pokwasimaira. Yes. That's where it's coming from. The day I visited him, Charlie, I dance in the car. You see that? The car, you'll be doing like this. Because, you see, the roads itself is not good. Yes. The road itself will massage you. I'm telling you. The road. But that is where they are coming from. That's where they are coming from. Yeah. Are you here? You're going home. So if you are around and then you there, you your case is serious. Yes. Yeah. 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 When I met this sister, she wasn't having a car. Yeah. She wasn't having a car. She was coming, you know, from wherever she was coming from, and this, and she will come and this, and you know. And I said, the Lord will give you a car.
The Lord will give her. Now she is driving a car. She's driving a car. And work. Listen to me. Some of you, when work takes you to a place, you know, you say you have changed your church. You have changed your church. And you'll be paying your tithe to somebody who has not really worked on you. He has not impacted your life. And monkey for work, babu for come chop. When he got a job and went to Asimfosu, he was told every weekend he will come to church here. Yes. Every weekend he will come to church there. He will not go to any church there. He will come there. And come to church. Then very early in the morning, Monday morning, go back. Then he will come. Why would God bless him? Why won't God bless her? Receive more blessings in the name of Jesus. Yes. And it's a sign of belief. Yes. It's a sign of belief. He believes in the prophets. Are you getting me? Yeah. Yeah, my brothers, Nigerians, I know those who believe in me. Yeah. I know those who believe in me. And I know those who are doubting Thomas. You see, much is not happening in those people's life. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus couldn't do much. You see, look at it. Jesus couldn't do much because the people didn't believe in him. Are you here? But look at, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he was preserved. Did you hear by God? By God? By God? No. He said by a prophet. My brother, are you listening? By a prophet. Yes. Can change your story. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Listen. One president can change your country. Yes. One bad president can worsen your country. Yes. You don't need a lot of people to effect change. You just need one person. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That is when, you see, in this church, when the COVID time and the paintings were, you see, I mobilized all the church members, I mean, and we're doing something, and we became exceptional. Yes. Yeah. I was practically giving them counsel how they should manage their resources, how they should do, like everything on our page, leading them. I see the Lord working signs and wonders in your life. I say, I see the Lord working signs and wonders in your life. The third personality is you. Believe yourself, believe in yourself. Amen. Say, I'm going to believe in myself. You see, most of us here, we don't believe in ourselves. Me, I'll become rich. And I'll take care of my family and other people. Hey, me. you don't know, eh? Our family is hard, though. Then they will now become, you know, they will begin to tell you how hard their family is. Look, I am not ready to listen to that, your story. I am here to let you know that believing in yourself releases miracles. It releases miracles. Yes. Listen, there are some people, when God blesses you, they are wicked people in your life. They have done you a lot of evil. Bring them around and say, look, I know you are a wicked person. You don't like me. But I have bought a car for you. Take it. It's a sign of embarrassment. Yes. It's a nice way of embarrassing the person. I want you to know that you are nothing. You just take it and then go. Go and use it. You are suffering too much. Yeah. That is the blessing of God. You should believe yourself. Sisters, believe in yourself. Say, I believe in myself. Stand to your feet and say, I believe in myself. Say, I am great. I am great. Say, I am mighty. I will work signs and wonders. Say, there is no one like me on this earth, the whole world. There's no one like me. I'm special. Oh, do you believe in what you are saying? Yeah. You just have to believe in yourself. It releases signs and wonders. That is how we release signs and wonders. Just believe. Just believe. Believe in God. Believe in the prophet. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Listen, just believing in yourself alone, it can even let you operate in a certain realm, a certain dimensions of life that it will amaze you. Yeah. Amen. You watch me and see. You watch me. Watch me carefully. You watch me carefully. You'll hear of me very soon. Watch me carefully. Samakantoli balasataya baba. Yes. Amen. And tell the world that watch us carefully. Watch us. Watch us. Watch us carefully. And say something supernatural will happen. You see, we will wake up one day and you will see people sitting outside here and watching and having fellowship with us. Oh, your clapping is anemic. Are you here? Oh, you don't believe in what I'm talking about? Yes. Ah, we are going to tell the people that, please, when you are coming, please pass the other side. You use the other side. Sunday is for us. I mean, yeah, you know, yeah, it's for us. Amen. Yeah. Because I'm going to tie all this place to the roadside. And oh yes. The God of signs and wonders. It is happening to you. Are you ready to work signs and wonders this? Amen. You see, you go to the shop and then they are not buying. Say that me, when I get there, people will come. People will come and buy. So you go there with anointing. With anointing. You see, it's like a pastor. It's like a lead pastor. I mean, when it comes to the atmosphere and then he sees that, I mean, it's like things are not... when he picks the mic, things must work. Yeah, that's what you should be doing in your shop. When you enter there, there should be a difference. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, as I lift up my voice, this week I release miracles into my life. Begin to pray. Begin to pray.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Pray. I'm anointing you with fresh oil for miracles. Fresh oil for miracles and signs and wonders. Fresh oil. Yes, Lord, as you are praying, I'm coming to you. Fresh oil.
Fresh oil. Fresh oil, fresh oil. For signs and wonders. 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 Fresh oil. Rapa ba 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 ba. Fresh oil for signs and wonders. La ba 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 ba. Hey, ba 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 ba. Fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil for signs and wonders. Pray, pray, pray. La ba 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 ba. La ba 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 ba. La ba 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 ba. Pray, pray, pray. Fresh oil. Your work signs and wonders. Your work signs and wonders. Hey, you will receive signs and wonders. Hey, anointing for signs and wonders. Anointing for signs and wonders. Hey, alabale kabala bado. Anointing for signs and wonders. Allah ba 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 ba. Anointing for signs and wonders. Hey. Allah ba 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 ba. Online, receive anointing for signs and wonders. Receive anointing for signs and wonders. Hey. Receive anointing for signs and wonders. 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 Your life will never remain the same. Hey! Hey! Ka-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Your life will never remain the same. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Ah. Ba 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 ba. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Fresh anointing. To work signs and wonders. To receive signs and wonders. So work signs and wonders. Kala ba 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 ba. Ba ba la ba la ba la ba 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 ba. Anointing to work signs and wonders. Anointing to work signs and wonders. Makata na na ba 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 ba. Anointing to work signs and wonders. And to receive signs and wonders. Ah. In Jesus' name.
God bless you for your time. Join Prophet Jones Kosina at God's Haven Ministries every Friday at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. Locate the church at Sampa Valley near Brookville Hotel off the Malam Kasua Road. For more information, call 020-655-3248. Follow our Facebook pages, Prophet Jones Kosina, and God's Haven Ministries. Visit our website www.godshavenglobal.org. See you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.